This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just gone 11 o'clock. Time for Wednesday's Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks very much. And coming up tonight.
When the shades of night are falling.
In my garden there's trees and flowers, a cool breeze and April showers. It's the old dope peddler spreading joy wherever he goes.
And first, here's Davy Graham. Irish folk song, she moved through the fair. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. More protest music and cheeky tracks coming up from a diverse selection of artists, including Tom Lehrer, Neil Young and The Snake Man Show, plus some very tasty roots reggae. We've got some classic British jazz from Norma Winstone and modern folk from Isabel Anderson. And in the background, this is Lithuanian producer NRK1 now with music on the bass label Black Bakery Records from his debut album Cacophony. This is Go Jam. Golden era roots reggae from Junior Ross and the Spear from an album called Babylon 4. Originally from 1977 and reissued, I think, about 10 years ago by Blood and Fire, that track, African Border. Also played theme from Namgar from Norwegian trumpet player Ole Jon Mikkelbust's Yorba album, and Yorba meaning circle in the indigenous Sami language. Well, we're live tonight, so your tweets and emails are welcome. You can email at late.junction@bbc.co.uk or tweet at BBC Radio 3 hashtag latejunction. And we'll read out some of the best ones on the show as we go along. And this week we've been looking at protest music and subversive songs, continuing that theme now with two tracks reflecting the political views of American singer, songwriter, satirist, pianist and mathematician Thomas Lehrer.
The heart of every man in our platoon must swell with pride for the nation's youth, the cream of which is marching at his side, for the fascinating rules and regulations that we share, and the quaint and curious costumes that we're called upon to wear. Now Al joined up to do his part, defending you and me. He wants to fight and bleed and kill and die for liberty. With the hell of war, he's come to grips, policing up the filter tips. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. When Pete was only in the seventh grade, he stabbed a cop. He's real RA material, and he was glad to swap his switchblade and his old zip gun for a bayonet and a new M1. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. After Johnny got through basic training, he was a soldier through and through when he was done. Its effects were so well rooted that the next day he saluted a good humor man, an usher, and a nun. Now Fred's an intellectual, brings a book to every meal. He likes the deep philosophers like Norman Vincent Peale. He thinks the army's just the thing because he finds it broadening. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Now Ed flunked out of second grade and never finished school.
He doesn't know a shelter half from an entrenching tool, but he's going to be a big success. He heads his class at OCS. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our old mess sergeant's taste buds had been shot off in the war, but his savory collations add to our esprit de corps. To think of all the marvelous ways they're using plastics nowadays, it makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our lieutenant is the up-and-coming type. Played with soldiers as a boy, you just can bet. It is written in the stars, he will get his captain's bars, but he hasn't got enough box tops yet. Our captain has a handicap to cope with, sad to tell. He's from Georgia, and he doesn't speak the language very well. He used to be, so rumor has, the dean of men at Alcatraz. It makes a fella proud to be what as a kid I vowed to be. What luck to be allowed to be a soldier. At ease.
When the shades of night are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. Every evening you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler, doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent faces will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your troubles. Here's an end to all distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. My come down, I'm scared to face. I've pierced my skin again, Lord. No one cares for me. My soul belongs to the dealer. He keeps my mind as well. I play the part of the leecher. No. For me, cares for me. Care.
That's Arthur Lee's Love from 1966, possibly the most poignant and honest song written about drug addiction, signed DC. And before that, a couple of tracks from Tom Lehrer, The Old Dope Peddler, and It Makes a Fellow Proud to Be a Soldier. The next piece was written for four violins by Japanese composer, performer, pianist and author Yuji Takahashi, and recorded in June 1968 at the Nikkei Hall in Tokyo. This is Six Elements.
Thank you. Sani da ba da ni ba da ga ba ni li sa Sani da ba da ni ba da ga ba Sani da ba da ni ba da ga ba ni li sa Sani da ba da ni ba da ga ba करते न मुस्कुराते दो
Mein Zimt wedded nach Afghari Wann will gariad bis ond hynny Mi ein carafel cael cerid Tra bod cricias yn eiddio ni Tra bod cricias
Music from Ghazalo, a unique fusion of Welsh folk songs and Indian ghazal from Mumbai singer Talsif Akhtar and Cardiff singer-songwriter Gwyneth Glyn with accompaniment of Welsh harp, Indian violin, tabla, guitar and harmonium. Well, we've got some video game music coming up. Before that, a short comedy sketch from Yellow Magic Orchestra's Snake Man Show, which was incredibly subversive in Japan during the 70s and 80s. And the show quickly gained a cult following initially on Osaka local radio in 1976 and later became a big hit all across Japan when they moved to the Japanese national broadcaster TBS.
Excuse me, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Can you speak English?
Little.
What is your name?
Little.
No. Can you speak English?
Little.
Can you speak English?
Little, ne?
What is your name?
Little.
Can you speak English?
Little.
Can you speak English?
Little.
Can you speak English?
Yeah, little.
Can you speak English?
Little.
Can you speak English?
Little.
Thank you. Belle baguette, monsieur. Belle baguette, monsieur. Ouais. Patience.
Taken from a superb new collection exploring music from Haiti from the early 60s to the late 70s called Haiti Direct. And that was l'orchestra Tropicana Deity with Pouan Patience. And before that, both beautiful and anarchic, I think one of the finest pieces of video game music ever written. My mind kind of goes all pixelated whenever I hear that. The Super Mario Brothers theme from Nintendo. And that's caused a load of tweets to come in as well, including one from Homely Remedies, left the Nintendo on. Late Junction... This is from Jason, sorry, tweeted in. Late Junction, morning after grin moment for the day shift. Sam, thank you, Late Junction. Every time I listen, I'm amazed. Truly brilliant show. Thanks for that. Francesco, Late Junction consists of one incredible song, then another one, and another few ones after that. And Finlay McIntyre, simply enjoying Late Junction. Thanks very much. We'll read out more, actually. These are good. I like this. We've got music now from Norma Winstone, British jazz performer, voted top female singer for 3 years running in the Melody Maker jazz polls from 1971 to 73. Here's a track from her first solo album, Edge of Time, originally released in 1972 and recently given a reissue. This is Song of Love.
When the moon arises, we will see it shine. Say that it's good. Moon shines in wood. Night has come today. When the sun arises, we will feel its warmth. Watch it go. Moon and sun combine to make a sign that is two stars. What a way we
Time doesn't hurry.
Well, last night I was asking for requests of the kind of music you'd like to hear more of on Late Junction in the year ahead, and James Royston got in touch asking for so European music from different places in Europe, basically sung in European languages, and that's from Valencia. So I hope that works for you, James. The voice of Mara Aranda there with multi-instrumentalist Efrain Lopez, together known as Lambda Foc, from the re-released Canso de Donna y Home album, that track La Mare. And before that, from an ECM release from last year, Kehan Kalor and Erdar Erzincan with Deli Dervis. Incidentally, keep those emails coming in. I've just seen one already from that's just come in, which I'll read it later, from Jay Taylor. Keep them coming in. late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you can tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. You also heard Isabel Anderson, the title track from her recently released third album, In My Garden. We've got music now from Turkish composer İlham Mimaroglu from a compilation of electronic music for Jean de Buffet's Cuckoo from Cuckoo Bazaar, from 1973. This is Traffic. Swedish folk with a Baroque twist from Gunnar Edenstam on organ and Johan Hedin on nickel harper. That was Baroque Favoriten. And that email request that I mentioned from Jay in Cambridge, who's after music from the 60s movie Performance. Great, great idea. We'll try and dig that one out for, if not tomorrow, then for the next set of shows that I'll be doing next month. And also on the tweets, we've got one from Claire. Music to delight, music to perplex, plus Tom Lehrer. Now just need some 16th century polyphony for a perfect mix. Eddie emails, tweets even in. There aren't many things in life of almost unimpeachable quality, but Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 is, in my opinion, one of them. And Trevor, please stop telling us what's going to be on, referring to the start of the programme where I sort of mentioned what's coming up. That, Trevor, that's really just for me to remind myself of what I'm playing on the show, but... yeah, point taken. Next up, two tracks from the Commonwealth nations of Malaysia and Singapore as we look forward to this summer's games in Glasgow. Modern day music coming up from Yuna. And before that, we go back to the 1930s and a recording performed by Obid, singer with the Special Singapore Malay Orchestra.
Yeah.
Music produced by Grammy Award-winning producer Pharrell Williams of Neptunes, and also from Daft Punk, massive record from last year, Yuna from Malaysia with Live Your Life. That was released a couple of years back, and Yuna just getting picked up again as sort of one of the artists to look out for in the year ahead. And before that, music from the 1930s, from also from Singapore, Obid Singer with a special Singapore Malay Orchestra from the excellent Duster Digital box set. Just a few more tweets, since so many of you kindly taken the time to get in touch tonight at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Jeff, quite like this Zebedee meets the Clangers thing. I'm trying to work out which track that was referring to, but sounds like you enjoyed that one. Roger, also Richard, very nice tweets. You know, I can't read those out, obviously, but thank you for getting in touch. Great one from Jeff McQueen. Tom Lehrer, Straight Into Love. God, I love you, Late Junction. Steve, you made me switch over. Hopefully you switched over to Late Junction rather than away from us. Jeff, very simply, high five radio lovers. Excellent stuff. So thank you so much for those. Also, you know, send them in anytime as well after the show when we're off air at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. You can get in touch via email as well, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I've got time for just one more track on the show tonight from Neil Young. It's another song kind of echoing our sort of protest or sort of political themes that we've been looking at recently this week. A song from his 1970 release, After the Gold Rush, describing the racism towards blacks in the American South. A great piece of music that has kind of, I don't know, still sounds great today. Like I said, released back in 1970. Hope you enjoy this one. This track from After the Gold Rush is called Southern Man. Good night.
Change gonna come.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Carl Nielsen's violin concerto gets an airing in the second hour of today's programme, but before that I'm starting with a return visit to the 2012 BBC Proms. If you can remember that far back, it was the summer of the London Olympics, and the BBC Symphony Orchestra opened the season with an all-British programme that began with Elgar's concert overture Cocaine, subtitled In London Town. Cocaine here is a French word, originally meaning an imaginary country, a land of luxury and idleness. And for some unknown reason, it was adopted into English in the early 19th century to mean London as the land of cockneys.